Our green fingered mate, Rude Kleinpaster's with us. Kia ora, Rude.
Oh, kia ora, how are you? It's gangrene, by the way. Gangrene finger.
No, it's not. No, not for a moment. Well, hey, we are restoring New Zealand collaboratively this morning.
Well, Period of Free 2050, you remember when Maggie Berry put it out there saying, yep, 2050 we'll have done it type thing. So I just want to give you a bit of a catch-up of what's happening. We're talking about Predator Free 2050, National Science Challenges, and the Parliamentary Commissioner who had a recent report talking about, you know, our birds going extinct and having serious trouble. So my question has always been, what can we do as New Zealanders and how can we do backyard biodiversity, especially with Conservation Week next week?
Yeah.
And I've realized, Jack, that communities are really becoming more and more important because the government hasn't got any money.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Doc certainly doesn't, eh?
Well, that's what I mean. So yeah, when I talk about the government, there's only one department and it's Doc, really.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being nasty.
No, but, it's true.
But
yeah,
you got my point. So we'll have to sort of put all that together. And some really cool things I want to highlight. Predator-free Crofton Downs, started by a joker called Kelvin Hasty. He saw the halo effect of Zealandia and thought, what if everybody has in the backyard a rat trap and a stoat trap and a possum trap? Can we do it? And he worked out that if only every fifth backyard had those traps, you can do it. So suddenly Crofton Downs became a template for getting predator-free Wellington.
Yeah.
And those sort of things are really cool. Absolutely.
So what do you mean? So every fifth house can have a trap, and that'll dramatically reduce the number of predators.
It basically wipes out the level so low that you can have your kaka and your saddlebacks and all these things back into your backyard, which is exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So everybody said if every house had one, but you don't even need every house. It's absolutely amazing. So that's first thing we learned. Second thing is then you get all these areas with predator-proof fences, things like Omaha Spit, Mungo Tautri, Rotokari, and Brookwai, Marama, and Nelson, Orokonui, and Dunedin. And one of the things that I'm quite involved with is a thing called Cape to City, where we use 26,000 hectares of landscape, which is really basically paddock.
Yeah.
You know, with some eucalyptus bushes and forests and some pine forest. And here we go. We can actually make that predator-free so that all the rare and endangered species that live at Cape, kidnappers, can literally walk from Cape to the cities of Napier, Hastings, and Havelock North.
Yeah.
Isn't that
cool?
That's
fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
So that's what we're doing.
You've got some new technology we can use too?
Yes, absolutely. We've got traps now that can phone home. So if you're a farmer, you've got a trap line on your paddock, and trap number in paddock 5A, trap 13 has gone off, you'll get a text message saying 13 needs resetting. Next time you're there, have a look. Isn't that cool?
That's superb. That's great. You've got a conference for us too in Napier next month?
Yeah, 14th to 16th of November. This is where people can actually learn a lot more about how to transform our biodiversity, how we challenge the boundaries. And that's the name of it. Transforming Biodiversity, Challenging the Boundaries. Go to the website capetocity.co.nz. Conference registrations. Easy.
Fantastic. Awesome work. Thank you so much. Yeah, I love it, Rose.
Tomatoes.
Good man.
Next
Thank
week.
You. We don't have too many possums in my apartment yet. But I'll tell you what, the garden is taking off.